They talk about things essential, like essential food. How about essential spiritual food? That song was essential. It was a blessing. Amen. Open your Bibles to the book of Acts, please. Just one verse out of Acts chapter 5. And like I say, we're going to share some information. I'll get a little help here in a minute. Acts chapter 5, you have the story. You know the story where the disciples have been put in jail. And then the angel of the Lord showed up. You know, God has a way of showing up when things look impossible. Don't forget that. He's able, amen? And the angel of the Lord showed up, opened the jailhouse, of all things. I wonder if they knew they were lawbreakers. All right, I got to quit messing around. Anyway, they find the folks they thought they had jailed back where they had forbid them to be, in the temple preaching. So now they call them on the carpet. Isn't it amazing how little men think they have so much power and authority? Yeah, they called them on the carpet. They said, you know, you're spreading your doctrine. Didn't we command you not to speak in his name? Blah, blah, blah. Verse 29, then Peter and the other apostles, wasn't just Peter, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The book hadn't changed. God's thinking on it hadn't changed. God's command hadn't changed. It's still the same. It's still the same. What I have been saying from the beginning of this thing, I still say it. And I'm going to ask Brother Parsons to come and share a little bit of some facts here with us. And you've already heard me say it, perhaps, but I believe he's got some ushers ready to pass out some stuff. Brother Parsons, you come on and do that, if you would. And the screen.
Let's go ahead and run the screen down, guys. And we're going to hand out one of these to every one of your families. Can I get about four of you college guys come here and take these from me? And one of you go to the bathroom. If we could take one per family, we will put it up on the overhead. This is simply what Pastor read earlier. We just wanted to make sure this is something that's going to be important for us as a church. Folks, we're commanded to be salt and light into this world. And it's important for us not only to be that way about the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we should continue to give during a time like this, but it also in an area of this about trying to help people understand that church is essential. And every one of us, you may not just have folks that are in our church that may, need to hear that from you to be reaffirmed, to help build up and help, you know, strengthen their faith. But also in other people that go to other churches and maybe others that are from a distance. We have with the internet and all the different tools that we have today, we have the ability to help change people's mind and perception of what is essential in this world. And so, again, as you receive the paper, and they put it right here as they're trying to get this thing. I'm going to take this mic here. Can I get this here, guys? All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, brother. I didn't tell him I was going to do that. So number one here, attending religious services conducted in churches, synagogues, houses of worship, and it goes through here. And this is one of the sections that says, you can see section three, essential activities. So the governor today came out, and I know that many of you understand, and I'm not going to necessarily get in too much of the politics of the things, but many of you, if you're reading and following any of what's going on in the world today, understand that our governor came out and he essentially said that I don't want anything to do with shutting down a state as large as ours and as diverse as our state. And so he wanted to allow the counties and each local government, as we are a country that was founded upon letting everything be more and more local and let the local people decide for themselves. And he wanted to do that, but when pressured, and if you go to the elections the next time, Pastor didn't ask me to say this, but there's a little lady's picture on every one of the gas pumps
from our agriculture department, and she should never win another election or ever be named in any state government again. All right, so when you see her picture, don't be afraid to draw a little mustache on it, okay? Don't do that. I'm kidding, but I would, the next time you go to the polls to vote for her, I would not vote that way if you didn't. If you did vote that way last time. She was someone who, I'll just say this, she said inappropriate things and went out of order, out of her place, and for a person that works for our governor. All right, and so it was out of hand, and I know that many of you have, as Pastor said before, I do understand, and there are many people in the age range that have been mentioned that feel like it's essential for them to stay inside, and we are not telling them to break any law or go against any order. We're just telling you what the governor of our state, he took a big hit, said he was not going to do this, but was strong-armed into doing this. And as he talked to the president and others, he decided that he was going to do this for our state. Now, they made many exemptions, and the first of which, under the essential activities, was our churches. And I thank God for that. I thank God for the stand that he took and also made sure that he put this in here. But I wanted to make sure that everyone here, and we were talking about this, Pastor and I, before, and he wanted me to make this clear to you. If you understand Section 3, the first one is attending church services conducted in churches, synagogues, houses of worship, and number two is this one was made for Dr. Pitts, participating in recreational activities such as walking, hiking. He would have put fishing first, but hiking, fishing, hunting, running, and all the other things that are here. So he also considers these essential activities, but I want you to notice the little abbreviated part there. He says, consistent with social distancing guidelines. Do you notice that they did not put that in number one? Okay, so they're not suggesting that the church have social distancing guidelines or a number of 10 or any of those things. They did not put any of those warnings. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. We still didn't have a handshake in time, folks. There are still some things that we're going to do to be smart. We're going to continue to clean the church to make sure it's cleaner than it's ever been, so nothing's getting passed from person to person. We're going to take all the precautions that we can take, but we're still going to have church. All right, we're still going to meet together. We're still going to fellowship and assemble like the Bible tells us to. And again, we're still going to try to win souls. And so it's just important as we look through this. Let me give you some. Again, this is just this. You can welcome to take that. You can get this on the internet very easily. There's about 34 pages. We only gave you one that we felt like was essential to you tonight. Amen. And so we wanted to just make sure that we pass that out tonight and let you know. But please do some things that are wise at this time. When I was talking about being salt and light in this world, many of you, and even for our folks that, again, as we would call technologically retarded, many of you are more, you know more about your phone and how to get a hold of people than ever before. Let me encourage every one of you, not only to take this to heart for yourself, but many of you should take a picture of the paper that we gave you tonight and put it out. If you have social media, if every person that is a friend in your phone, you should send this stuff out to people. You should inform people, because again, what is happening in our nation right now is misinformation. And you have a government document in your hand that says that they think that it's essential for you to go to church. And they made a provision for it. And so what I think you ought to do is make sure you tell everybody you know. Make sure that this is a talking point in your life with others, that not only are we, you know, it's one thing if those crazy Baptists are going to church, but this is a reason other churches ought to be opening their doors locally and having essential services for their people. So again, we're not urging people that are in what we consider those areas of you're at high risk of getting this and it hurting you. We're not encouraging people to come. We're still going to live stream. We're still going to do everything we were doing before this, but we're praising our governor for what he did. Again, he did not give us this liberty. He just said that he wasn't willing to try to take it from us. Okay, he just upheld what we already had and that was given to us by God. Amen. All right, and so again, for us as people, let me urge you to be salt and light in your workplace, be salt and light, not just about the essentials. But, preacher, is it okay if I say something about the food that we talked about earlier? All right, so next Sunday, when y'all come back to church, we're going to try to put some, like we do for Thanksgiving, we're going to put food boxes at the door. One of the things that have been coming from our bus routes and from the bus captains to us is that we have a lot of young people at home every day now. And so it is a financial burden, and they're eating their parents out of house and home. I are one. All right. And so I just want to say that that is something that's happening, and people are needing help and have asked and requested of the church for us to help them. Now, I know that many of you are already thinking, I ain't got enough bacon and eggs for me. But again, most of the things that we're going to ask you for are mostly dry goods. We're going to ask you for the things that, just like Thanksgiving, if you could bring something in, that we could put together something. If you can imagine your teenager or your child at home, what they would like to eat, if you could bring something that's a dry good and put it in the box, it would help us to be able to continue to minister to our young people that are on our buses, because again, this is again something that the state considers essential for us to be able to help as a church to distribute food and things of that nature. And it'll also continue to help us be a witness to them from our church. And so if we're going to have boxes at the door, and we're going to try to do more in that area through this trying time, at least through the month of April. But also, I want to ask you again, I want to challenge some of you, and I'm really speaking not just to our adults. I want to challenge the adults, but I want to challenge the teenagers. All right. I want to challenge young people, college age teenagers, to make a video this week of, just plainly the gospel of Jesus Christ, and put it out on your social media or on a platform. If you're a gaming person, if that's what you do, you have people who respect you in this world. And even though you don't think, if you're saved, you're probably not as worried as some teenager that doesn't know about heaven or doesn't know how they can, that they could get the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to cover their sins. And so it's very important as a teenager, as a young person, to in this time, to step up and be a bold witness, not at the door necessarily like all many of you have been, but through some other media that you could do, where people that are your friends, you probably never could reach them and have an opportunity, but some of them will click on it and listen to you talk about these trying times and what they can do about it. And let me say this, for adults, you could do that too. Some of you do, and some of you post everything about being a mom and about cooking dinner and all the pieces. And just like you could put a recipe, the Lord put a recipe on how people can know for sure that they're on their way to heaven. And so you could post that just like all those other things that you post. And you know what? In this time, I believe that's one of the greatest ways that we could be a witness for Christ. Other than, you know, for me, you know what I think is a great witness for my neighborhood? They keep seeing me pull out of the parking lot and go to church on Sunday. Right. Pulling out of the parking lot at the house and pulling into the parking lot at the church. And again, that's going to be a great witness of what you believe in during this time. All right. And we just wanted to go through these things. And again, I hope that everyone in your family is safe. I will say, if we didn't get to mention it during the prayer list, but I know Brother Chad's mom got taken to the hospital last night with pneumonia. And so I want to ask the church to pray for them. Brother Chad called me this afternoon and asked me if I'd put her on the prayer list and didn't get to do that before the service. So if you could remember Mrs. Ed Stanley, I know that we appreciate it. Preacher, you can run the screen up, guys.
The screen's got a noisy muffler on it. Thank you, Brother Parsons, and I appreciate Brother Parsons getting this in print where you could have a copy of it tonight and where you could see it. And I'm going to say a few things about several things here, maybe. I said it a while ago, there's nothing bigger than God's church. It's what Jesus said he loved and gave himself for. And I'm not going to let it back up to Caesar or any government or any individual. If you're a church member here, don't come tell me I ought to close the church. You're going to make me mad. And you don't want to see me when I get mad. We're talking about something that's precious to the Lord that he gave his son to die for. So I have no patience with you whatsoever. You get on that side of me. The American Constitution recognized that. That's why we have the exemptions. And now I thank the governor for this thing, and I know the liberals are fighting him on it. They're already on the news tonight trying to say, but this is a contradiction. He didn't mean it that way. He even said he talked to the president before he put this out today. But let me also say this, the president's not the top. I'm for him over the adversaries that are after him and all the liberal left that's out there. I'm much for him. But God's bigger than him. You better remember that. And I don't take orders from president. I got somebody above him. I think God's protecting him. I don't know how he could make it otherwise, if the Lord wanted. So I'm all for him. And he's smart enough to know the position of the church and what's precious to the Lord. Let me just say this. If you were the devil trying to get rid of a man that has taken us back to some godly values like saving the babies and a few other things, and you wanted to get rid of him, wouldn't you want to go after his main supporters? So this virus thing is a tool to use against the church and to scatter God's people if they can. And that's of the devil, first class. I'm reading the exemption again, and I want you to look at it. I want you to get it. I appreciate Brother Parsons telling you to share it. He said here, this means and encompasses the following: attending religious services conducted in churches, not on the parking lot. It's okay on the parking lot or in the woods, but in churches, synagogues, and houses of worship. He sees that as essential. I told somebody in teachers' meeting tonight, put the word essential out there on our outside sign. Do it in the morning. Right? Essential. Big as you got letters to, right out there. And that's the way I feel about it. Now, the American Constitution gave us that victory. And across America, a lot of counties and states have done just what the governor did today, made that very clear. Now, some have made mistakes, no doubt about it. But it's amazing how folks shoot from the hip, go off what we used to call half-cocked. Anybody ever hear that term? And then later on find out facts they didn't have before. And that's what's happened to a great degree. Now, landmark actions, Brother Parsons got into it just a little bit, and I'll say something else about it. I won't put food boxes at the door, because here's the thing. Now, if we close the church down, let's face something. Now, God was good. A lot of our people, our members, gave over online Sunday to where our offering just about balanced out as if they were here. I'm proud of that. But at the same time, we all know consistently you're going to get more offering in the offering plates than you are anywhere else. And you shut this church down, you're not just taking my salary away or something else. We got missionaries depending on us. We got offerings homes depending on us. We got a lot of families depending on this ministry here, not only for their spiritual food, but for physical help. Folks, I'm not taking that lightly. And I don't have the authority to shut down God's church and never would claim that authority. So I will preach behind the pulpit unless they put me in jail to one or two of you, or to as many as show up, or to as many as listening on the air. God has been good to us to give us the technology to reach out. I also know this, and I'm talking to some of you listening to me tonight. I know human nature. I've been pastoring a long time. If you get comfortable listening to me preach while you're drinking coffee in your house coat and slippers, then all of a sudden this thing's finally over. Well, I kind of like staying home. I'll do it some more. And unless you're sick, I hope God gets you for that. And I think he might. The whole truth is the flesh will take over. You give it an inch, it'll take a mile. And you just get lazy on God, and you'll get lazier on God if you're not careful, because the flesh will move you that way. That's what I'm saying to you. Now, Landmark's actions, we got some jobs to do. It may be we're in trying times, but we still got folks looking to us that we need to help. I think God will hold us accountable for helping them. So we're putting the food boxes at the door. They'll be there Sunday. We'll still be reaching out to those that we're serving. Now, let me also say this. we're prone sometime to fear about what others think about us or say about us. Be careful about that. God's opinion is number one. Everybody else has to line up behind that. And you might be surprised that public opinion is more for us than you think. I know you've heard some criticism. Some of you come to me about it. Well, they say y'all preacher ought to be arrested for holding that church open. You better be careful where you're the one doing the arresting. The truth of the matter is God's got something to say about this too. And there's more people out there for us than you might think. I saw a crowd at the funeral today. A couple of funerals recently. I had a lot of people without me saying a word like this. I'd have been out of context at the funeral to be talking about it in the message or anything, so I didn't. But I had a lot of folks coming to me saying, "Preacher, we appreciate your stand." And in some cases saying, "I wish my church was stood the same way." That makes you mad, I can't help it. Truth of the matter is, there's more for you out there than you think. You remember how old Elijah went and hid on the juniper tree and had a pity party? Remember that story in the Bible? And he said, "I'm the only one left." And the Lord said, "I got 7,000 men that hadn't bowed their knee to Baal yet." Sometimes we sell the Lord short, don't we? Better be careful about that. Now, I said we're going to take up the food baskets. And I'm talking to you right now about public opinion. I got a call today. Write this down. I'm fixing to give you something here I want you to think about. I got a call today from a person up in a higher position with a number of the hospitals. And many of you remember that here locally in, I guess, Celebration, I guess Lake Wales Hospital, several of them around, has now become Advent Health. Have you noticed that? So I got a call from them today. And in that call, they said, "We are having a Hug the Hospital Day this Friday at 1 o'clock. And on the parking lot of the old Heart of Florida Hospital, Haines City Hospital, we'll call it, up 27, at 1 o'clock on Friday, we're going to have nurses and doctors step outside. And we would like for you to tell your people, would you rally by just driving your car up through the parking lot, turn on the lights, blow the horn, wave out the window, letting those folks know we appreciate them, and we do appreciate them. On top of that, they asked, would we put a spot on the radio at the exact same time about it, and I'm going to be planning that tonight with some of the men. Now, here's what I thought was good about that. I'm all for doing that. Thank God for the folks that take care of us when we get sick. I'd like for you to write that down and try to come up and just drive through or park and listen to the radio at the same time, because we'll be having a spot on the radio. You could park right there in the parking lot and listen to the radio. And they asked me, would you give a, they didn't say me particular, but somebody give a spiritual message. That's good, very good. A scriptural message at the same time. So I think that'd be a good thing for us to rally to. Amen. I think the radio station, maybe God, sort of like Esther, put it there for such a time as this. Amen. So we'll try, we'll do that. We'll get it together somehow. So 1 p.m., be listening to your radio for sure. And if you can drive up there and wave or toot the horn or park and listen, we're going to try to have some signs outside right in front of the hospital that says, "Listen to 90.3. And so we'll be doing that. Now, what I'm saying to you folks is we are essential. There's a lot of things and a lot of people counting on us and a lot of folks supporting us you might not think are. You might just not know it, but they are. And while he may never have entered this building, or maybe never shook my hand, they still appreciate the stand we take. And it encourages them to take a stand. And so I encourage you, don't get down in the dumps about this thing. God is good at making good out of evil. We know that, don't we? And he can do that with this. And I pray that he that he will. I speak of us as a church being essential. We are. But God is essential above everything else. Now, I know you've heard about the preacher being arrested over in Hernando County, wherever, somewhere over there. And that made the news, and he's not my stripe, but that has got nothing to do with it. He was right on principle. And so I'm praying for a victory there. And here's what I will tell you, and I've talked to some Christian attorneys. He'll probably lose at the local level and maybe get a fine, but they'll appeal that. And once it gets to a little higher court, the Constitution kicks in. And when the Constitution kicks in, he'll win. He ought to win. The very idea of the bureaucracy, the far left is behind it all. You do know that. And the very idea to say that the church is not essential is making a religious judgment the First Amendment forbids them to make. They don't have the right to do that. Let's just take him for a case, or not just him, but his church and his church service that they arrested him for. It only flashed on the news. I saw where people came to the altar. I'm sure a lot of those people were praying. Does the government have a right to step in and say your prayers are non-essential? Do they have a right to step in and say the idea of you asking for somebody to be healed of this virus or something else, that's non-essential? Let them get on their deathbed and see if they think prayer is essential or not. They don't have a right to say what's essential and what's non-essential. If God's not in control, then who is? We sure don't have no hope in this world. I've preached it to you, and I wish some folks out there would listen to my preaching and take it a little more serious. I wouldn't have to do it again. God saved his people in the Old Testament from the diseases in Egypt. And he told them he would. He told them, obey my commandments, and I will put none of these diseases on you that I have put on the Egyptians. Now, who put it on the Egyptians? God did. Who promised his people he would not put it on them? God. Does that mean he's got some control over the viruses? Yes, he has. Yes, he has. I'm not selling my Lord short on this thing. I've actually had, and I appreciate the sentiment. A lot of folks say, preacher, we don't want you to go to jail. I don't want to go either. Now, I'm playing with you a little bit. But so help me God, I'd rather be in there in his will than out here defying his will. Amen? Really? So we're going to be all right. Either way. And I'm proud of the fact we can hold these papers up in front of you tonight and say, the governor said something right. Talked with the president before he said it. But if it had went the other way, we'd still be standing where we're standing. Amen? All right, let's stand. I'm sure Brother Hector's wanting choir practice, getting ready for Sunday, right? Brother Parsons, you want to end us in prayer? And if you want to add anything, long as it's not too long.
One thing I would like to encourage you to do is we do have a governor I believe is worthy of writing a letter to and saying thank you for some things. And a lot of times we only get after them when they're doing wrong, but when they do right, they ought to hear from us as well. Amen. So let's go ahead and pray for him now as well. Dear Jesus, I do thank you for our governor. I thank you for him landing on the right side of this thing. God, I pray that you'd be with our church. Help us, God, as we continue to try to hold the line in trying times, God. And I pray that you just be with us. Help us as we try to meet together over these next few weeks, God, and be the witness that we ought to be. But I pray, God, that you would send just divine appointments in our lives where we may be able to be the salt and light and the witness that we ought to be. Well, thank you for it. Give us safety now as we go home. Be with all those that were on the prayer list. In Jesus' name, amen.